don't look now, everybody. We actually had some wrestling tonight. There was all kinds of matches, man. AJ Styles, Ricochet bouncing all over the place. We got a Naomi siding. Lord have mercy, what's going on? Lex Bliss going on. Baron Corbin still poop. Let's go.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz...
They're getting really good with those transitions, man.
Yeah, they cut it.
Oh my goodness, y'all. I'd like to welcome all y'all cowpokes, everybody gather around to the WWE Raw after show. It's a beautiful Monday out here, man. Flo Bo coming off his birthday. TK about to celebrate her 16th year at our birthday season. But I'm going to start with my wonderful panel, man. I got the man with the chiseled jaw. Listen, quaffed hair, button-down shirt in honor of Baron Corbin.
That's right.
He's quaffed up. He got like the 430 shadow on right now in his face.
That's my boy. Like
not quite five.
The Jim Alexander, RealTalker.com. What's up?
Hey, this is a good introduction. I'm still reeling from last night, but trying to get positive.
Wait, did you go to the bowling thing too?
Yeah. Oh. I'm all over.
Oh, he's moving the shake. Had nice little carpet.
It was at a bowling alley.
I'm covering carpets. I'm going to parties. I am finding time for in and out.
Literally.
Where is Abby?
Literally.
Yo, right next to my man is my other man. Listen, man. Birthday season going on right now, man. Listen, he got to listen. I'm telling you, it's a new thing. You got the birthday. You started something now.
Yeah, exactly.
His birthday's going to go until July. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
yo, my man, the mayor, always the mayor in my heart and soul, man. Flo Bita.
What up, Evan Mack? How's 11? You good?
I'm good, brother. How are you fighting crime, keeping the streets safe?
You know, somebody got to do it. Yeah,
you
exactly.
Got to, man. You got to keep LA. LA's real out here, man.
Mm-hmm.
And next to him, though, it's my girl. Listen, we tried to invite her out to the party last night. TK said,
I got stuff going on.
I got four parties to go to. I'm shaking hands.
Speaking of it.
Yeah, sure. Michelle Obama came in and had a party for me. Listen, I was out in this other party. Where's the other here? Black Girl Magic here. Black Girl Magic there. She's like, I ain't coming to your thing, Flobo.
It's true. It's true. We all been waiting for
it. Said that in the group chat. Showed up, did.
Yeah. I said, what do you want me to do? Did you want me to say I'm coming and then just not come? That's even worse.
No, I don't know.
I said, I can try. I'm going to try my hardest.
I can come to your birthday thing, but I like my birthday thing tomorrow.
Ripping the band-aid off, like, I can't come.
I can't go.
However, I can add you to my birth season party.
Look at this heels are surrounded by heels all over. There's heels on this table.
Yo,
get your festival pass. DK's birth season.
We had an interesting Raw. But first, before I get into it all to the knit and the grit, the nitty, the gritty, give me your overall thoughts. Let me start with my man, the Jim Alexander.
Of Raw? Of last night's show?
Yeah, because we're going to just gloss over what happened to your boy. We'll come back to Stomping Ground. I don't want to open the wound.
Like last night's show with the chick.
The wound is too fresh. He wants to delve into this Baron Corbin getting robbed thing. But let's talk about the overall Raw. This is the Raw after show after all.
Yeah.
The fans expect.
I thought I was on SmackDown. I dressed all blue, you know.
Oh my god!
But the ratings would have jumped if I was on Rosenberg's show.
Oh my lord!
Comment Rosenberg show.
Yeah, I guess it is, right?
Comment on Raw.
Please cut that part out.
God, comment. Go.
I don't know. I mean, I don't get that. I'm busy on Tuesday nights, but let's talk about Raw right here. It was a solid show. I mean, what's wrong with what?
Heel Jim in the booth, man. What's up?
Hey, I'm dressed in blue. Okay, not my fault. The Raw, you know, we have a red collar here theme and blue collar SmackDown. You know,
Flobo.
Just say there's only one star enough for one show. You know what I mean? Like
Flobo. Wait, what?
Flobo,
in a word, we call it a
Flobo,
spare.
Take it away.
We're going to call it a soft reset. We got some long action. We got some extended scenes with new superstars in the mix. Ricochet is a brand new U.S. champion and main evented the night after winning it. Baron Corbin kind of came, got out the way the first half an hour, but everything beyond that was definitely an upward trend. Now, the issue is, will people give WWE the faith to keep that momentum going next week?
TK Trinidad.
I actually liked it. There was a lot of wrestling.
Yes.
I am finding the 24/7 belt kind of entertaining now. At first, I wasn't about it, but
you
I
are.
It's
because of truth, though. You know, it's because of truth.
But I like the sense of humor. Like some people take wrestling way too serious.
A lot of people do.
Most.
So it's just kind of like sometimes it's nice to make fun of that. That aspect in that, because if they did it to any other belt, everybody would be pissed.
And I would be
pissed too. But this belt is essentially a joke. And I like the fact that they're treating it as a joke. And it's like, and then they use it on like the whole wedding thing. It went viral. Exactly. So I like that aspect of it.
Bigger picture.
Yeah.
Guys, we always talk about it every time we do a week. We do a weekly show. We talk about Raw every single week. We come in every week and talk about Raw, and they have to put on an episodic show. Me and Flobo were talking about knocking a few back, sinking a few suds last night, brother. And
we were, I guess I was out of this conversation.
Listen, I'm sorry. You was moving the shaking.
Yeah, no, I came on. You were taking selfies on the red carpet.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but real talk. But what I'm trying to say is we were talking about, okay, you know what, man? This is crazy, man. We just talked about Samoa Joe. He's in his bag right now. We want him at his United States title until here to the end of time. Literally, until I'm 97 years old, he loses the belt. Right. So we're in the bar talking like, this only will bother us if he's not in the title picture.
Exactly.
Now, we're going to fast forward to the Kofi Kingston thing. So I don't mind Ricochet having the belt.
Exactly.
So what's so great is that we see what they're doing with Ricochet right now. Ricochet, this is their guy. Mm-hmm. He's the video game guy. He's WWE 2K come to life. So it's one of those things where it looks like they did two things. They get making Ricochet a star, and he might have been sliding Samoa Joe into a championship area. I wouldn't be mad if he's the one who takes it off Kofi's back. But waist.
And
arm.
I'm dreaming.
Tonight,
cause it's a fantasy.
Oh, for real?
You singing that too?
Come on,
holding you tight. Oh,
that song is fire.
And also speaking of that,
that was a Selena track. That's on fire. Shout out to Selena.
We did talk a little bit of like dirt sheet wise, the whole issues of Ricochet, but then maybe it's not true because they wouldn't have given him the belt if that was a thing.
What's the dirt sheet? Talk to me. Listen, I got a life.
Ricochet.
His skills outside of the ring. Yeah.
I told you I'd be fighting crime.
Ricochet was allegedly filmed doing something that had to do with the booty hole. Allegedly.
His face. I can't put a finger on it, so I don't know what you're talking about. But.
But my thing is, more publications would have picked it up, because when I was like looking for it, I didn't see anything but people talking about it. And then I don't think WWE would have given him that, because then people would just try to tie that together and it would kind of dirty the belts. Now it makes sense that
it didn't bother them at all.
No.
It didn't. The thing with Paige and Xavier didn't stop their momentum with Xavier. He's still first ballot.
But they acknowledged it in some way, shape, or form. Yes. And sometimes WWE doesn't acknowledge it, but I don't think WWE... Like, they would just want to know ahead of time, but I don't think they would put the belt on somebody. Because when that whole thing hit Xavier, I don't think they had the belt at the time.
That's a fair point. So even if it does bother him, you're right. They wouldn't have made... He is holding the United States Championship.
Right.
That comes with promos.
It's a little different.
That comes with matches. That comes with, defending.
Yeah.
There's a lot going
on
there.
How you want, Stephen A. Smith to talk about, they have a champ that did this, where it's nothing wrong with it. Yeah. If you want to, talk about that, apparently, there's some sensory glands and guys like it. There's nothing wrong with
it. His hands are full right now with this title, and
it's just
moving it forward.
It just is.
Yeah, he's doing well. That's a good move for him.
You can look it up. It's a thing.
I hear they say.
What's Ricochet with the U.S. title now?
What are you talking about? U.S. title.
Moving on.
Moving on.
What's the move?
We can talk to your girlfriend. We'll look you up.
About that?
No.
No. Flobo's got a girlfriend.
She's in crackers.
I do. So, but
Flobito.com, is it?
.com is the website. I say it every week. With Samoa Joe, though, do you think he goes to SmackDown now, or does it even matter around with the wild card rule? Choking out Kofi.
There's no wild card anymore. That's just complete.
Listen, there is, but I know what you mean. It might not matter if it's at pay-per-views, if it's at Extreme Rules.
Right.
If they just keep Samoa Joe on a certain brand, but as long as he has that match. I might be getting ahead of myself, but I think they wanted it that. They're trying to make a statement right after he loses his United States title. He's going against the one of the guys that's the standard bearers in the business right now. There's only two damn major titles in the business. Mm-hmm. And he went after the one guy with one, because they want him to stay away from Seth Rollins. They're acting like Seth Rollins is literally doomsday, man. Mm-hmm. And then he can beat Superman, he can beat everybody.
Evan, before you get riled up, what's pay-per-views next?
Extreme Rules.
What do you do to fill in a pay-per-view before SummerSlam? You throw a short feud, an opponent for the pastures, just to get through to
and
get to the Shane McMahon feud.
Yeah.
The Shane McMahon feud, he's just a cone in the road. That's all he is.
Joe is.
Yeah. There's no way they're going
to... I'm getting ahead of myself.
Seen, totally. And I get it. He should. Deservingly, he should be in a legitimate title picture, fighting for a title with a real chance. He's got no chance of winning it. They haven't even pushed him with the U.S. title. Mm-hmm. Barely. We finally see him on
fair
screen.
Point,
now
man.
To see him go to a world title, Yeah, they need someone new to feud with Kofi because he's gone over Daniel Bryan multiple times, Ziggler multiple times, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn. Who else is sort of his size? I mean, Joe is bigger.
But Joe can fight anybody, any style. Joe, that's what makes
Joe,
him so great.
That's what I mean. Joe can fit in with anyone. So Joe is just a guy to get him through the next month, one quick feud, and then on to the main thing for SummerSlam, which is probably going to be Shane, the way they're building it, or whoever else. He's not even on their brand, technically. So as much as I like to see Joe, this is not going to happen. He's just a pawn.
When's the official like SmackDown moving to Friday?
They said October 4th.
Oh, something. Okay.
Yeah, because I think they're going to do the wild card until that happens. Like with certain individuals.
It's going to be forgotten. It's going to be fizzled out.
So we get to like kind of like the opening of Raw. You know, Seth Rollins and then Becky Lynch comes out, interrupts him. We then have interruption by Lacey Evans, Baron Corbin. They come up with this very mixed match, title match where both titles are on the line. Lacey Evans cuts. She's always on fire. She's unflappable. Yeah. Baron was dope. The line about in the kitchen, that was dope. Mm-hmm. I got to give credit where credit's due.
That's right.
Seth Rollins, I think that is.
That's right.
Seth Rollins, listen, don't listen. That ain't going to happen to you. It's a very interesting match. It's going to be an Extreme Rules. Flobo, I'm going to start with you. They have to win the titles, right?
They have to. I swear to you. Look, I like Lacey Evans, but I can't defend the fact she's lost so many times back to back.
That's what we said.
And Baron Corbin is obviously not going away, whether or not he's a star or not. So you put them in this tag team match. It just feels like almost like a cartoon now, right? How many times can he slip on a banana peel and not get this title? So he has to win.
What kind of makes him good, even if he doesn't win.
Not him.
Faux pas, like when he became the Stephanie McMahon pet, faux pas and everything with Kurt Angle and everything like that.
The start of greatness, you mean?
No, absolutely.
Like,
no.
I see, like, even if he doesn't win, he's still annoying, and he's still, that's what makes him, and, like, I think I said this last week, too, don't like agreeing with Jim too much, but that's what makes him a good character.
I agree.
Like, either way, you're going to hate him or like him,
right?
And that's heat.
Sure.
Because if you didn't care at all, then, you know, he wouldn't be doing
anything.
That's
what I say. No, the worst kind of reaction is no reaction. But here's the thing.
But he got no reaction last night. They were trying to see him punk.
Yeah, that's what I gave him a reaction. I gave this man a reaction.
That's what I wanted to get to you about. Yeah. This, Jim, this is what I be talking to you
about.
Okay,
let's go. Let's go. I'm ready.
And this is not personal. I swear it ain't, bro.
I'm always personal when it comes to Baron Corbin.
Listen, even when I brushed the dude's shoulder, man, he had a kind word to say to me in the backstage. No joke, man. He's like, excuse me, man. I'm like, cool. But I'm just saying, listen, bro,
what a classy guy.
They cannot be chanting CM Punk, bro.
They chant that for anything.
No, they do not.
They chant that all the time.
They chant
that in Chicago. When is the last time they've chanted CM Punk at a pay-per-view?
In Tacoma.
Bro, it's been years.
No,
out of Chicago, when is the last time they've chanted CM Punk at a pay-per-view?
LA's crowd made Tacoma look like, like the All-State Arena or something.
They hijacked that match, bro.
But here's the thing. There was no one there. There's no one there last night. There's like 10 people there. Daniel Bryan's family came out.
But why did I hear everybody?
Daniel Bryan's family came out. They cheered whoever they wanted to. CM Punk,
you're missing that
one.
Bro, they were bored, bro.
All those indie darts came out last night in
Portland. It's classic. They didn't want to see that match.
I don't even acknowledge Portland or that Pacific Northwest. It's a whole different breed of people out there and what they do. You can't count that as like the majority of the thing. They chant their own thing. I'm not holding that against Corbin at all. The problem here that we have is that two things happen. Corbin, maybe he can still get through. I mean, I have the faith in my head, but Lacey Evans especially. Her
stop this boo.
Here's the thing. Her character is still over. Yeah, her in-ring, like, character Lacey Evans, her in-ring persona, it's two different things. Is over. She's 100%. Done. She has been buried officially. You can put the cement truck
on
the grave of Lacey Evans in ring.
I would agree with you 100%. This is when I'll agree with you because I didn't know they were going to be
put. They jobbed her out.
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. I 100% when it came on this show agree with you, but they literally put her in another main event quickly.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, we're good here.
What gives you confidence that she's going to go over?
But if she does, then we can't say that. But if she doesn't, I will never not say, I'll agree with you Perpetuity.
Agree. Yeah. Forever. So I think we all agree on that. But what inspires the confidence? We've seen this story before. Every time we think this is going to go over, we do the predictions, they get buried. Oh. Lacey.
I hope you're wrong,
Corbin.
Truly.
Corbin, whatever. He's still over. But Drew McIntyre. How many more losses to Roman is he going to take?
Don't get me started on that.
How many? Yeah. That's what I mean. I don't believe it anymore. I've seen too many clean jobbers. Like they're jobbing to these guys over and over and over. And this is another transitional pay-per-view, and I just don't see them taking it extreme rules.
Here's the difference, though. Lacey, I feel like when you have the wrestlers who are that good on the mic, like Lacey Evans is extremely great at the mic. Drew McIntyre, he's
good,
but he's
not great. That man is a colossus. That man is a Hercules.
Right.
He should be world champion.
When you don't have those type of mic skills, it hurts the wrestler even more. However, if you have really great mic skills, like Lacey... Yeah, Lacey Evans, like, you don't want her... If she takes losses, I mean, she has to get some wins eventually, but she takes losses until SummerSlam, like, you'll still be fine with that because she's going to come up with something else to talk about that's actually interesting,
that's
not like, you owe me or anything.
That's
like
why her character is alive. Yeah. And Lacey Evans' character is so over that she can take tons of loss and still be relevant, but her in-ring, do we believe she can't
tap into this
armor. But we'll never believe her as a legitimate champion. That's a difference. She can get over on screen as a character. She can be over because she's Lacey Evans, she's so good. But as an in-ring competitor, that's a different thing.
And what bothers me the most about it is the way she loses. We all know, anybody classically knows the WWE, like, or wrestling in general, the tap out is like the worst way to go out.
Absolutely.
Because it makes you look the weakest. So, like, why not be there with a roll up? Why not be there with a count out, a DQ, and retain the title that way? She tapped out to the disarmor in a nanosecond. Mm-hmm. And then they kept commenting on how much
and
she
tapped.
She tapped out so quickly. Yeah. And tonight, they were like, she tapped out so quickly. Those guys, that makes you look weak.
That's terrible.
Totally.
It doesn't make her look strong. It makes her look weak, and she's box office, man. But before I get all crazy, Jim, cut a promo and tell all these people where they can find that Buzz stuff, man. Find you forever and ever and ever.
Hello, my fine people in the Pacific Northwest. I'm a huge fan of you guys. If you're watching, please subscribe to us, The Red Show, and SmackDown, too. I mean, you can give them a few subscribes. But yes!
Oh, come on, DJ!
These are my people. That's right. This is my music. So subscribe, comment, talk about how you don't like Baron Corbin, how I can always counter that. Just being on a conversation. Bosa, whatever, our guy, Haywood, you guys.
There you go.
Keep on coming. Keep on contributing. Do it on iTunes. 5-star ratings, comments. You know what's up.
Yeah, my man Johan Pena, Charlie, and Dylan Matthews from Australia.
Oh, Dylan, my guy. Oh, yes.
Dan.
Yes,
did we say Bosa?
Marie. Bosa! What up, baby boy? Oh, DJ Sip.
Uncle Murph.
Wow.
Hey, what's with the DM sliding? Tell us more. What happened with that?
Murph is up in the TADMs.
He just says what's up, and then he just commented somebody to put in the boudoir.
He's a classy guy.
Oh, that's
shout out to the boudoir, though. Let's say people just adding...
Eight-man tag match I thought was amazing because I like good tag team action. And to me, some of the best tag teams in history, Usos, New Day, Revival.
Brian and Rowan.
Good Lord.
The planets.
Oh, I love me some damn Brian.
Shout out to King Kev. It was his birthday.
King Kev, what a
dude. Happy birthday. Yeah. You have a verse season 2 with Yuan, just saying.
So TK,
52 years old, King Kev.
By all your friends.
Tag match. Usos get the dub. Looked really good. Looked
I'm always a fan of the Usos. They're
yeah, they do. They always look good.
Always consistent.
Yeah, they always are. 100%. Well oiled machine. They always work together. They did something new tonight. You know, he did the splash off the back of one of the Revival. Mm-hmm. Got the dub.
I like the one shirt on, one shirt off. I like that.
Flobito.com. What do you think? Do you think it's just good tag action? You think it's just good filler? You think that they're setting up some kind of cool championship match between them? What are you thinking?
I think it's all about building up the Revival and the Usos going. Because the fact that they mm-hmm. went beyond the SmackDown participants, even though SmackDown tends to be seen as a better tag team division, this shows that they want to build that up. The Usos are great. I love them. They're still great. I'm not on board with the Raw run quite yet.
Yeah.
I think it's a little bit kind of wonky for them, but I'm still using the good faith from last year's SmackDown run. It was a good match. Totally. I mean, the Rival still looks strong, and hopefully that works to a program because they're still technically in Shane Stable, right? I don't know.
Yeah,
I
think the whole elaborate food fight thing.
Why is Brian and Rowan jobbing every week? I mean, Brian was on top of the world 6 months ago. Whatever. Who did I fight?
Whatever.
It was a good match.
Yeah, here's the thing. This guy went from top level, you know, star of the face of SmackDown in a sense, after especially after AJ's departure, to constantly losing every week. I mean, it comes to a point where even as established as Daniel Bryan is, you need to put a stop. You should be like, okay, I'm not going over it tonight. You know? Like, he's just putting guys over constantly. For their own, I mean, it's almost hindering him in
that way. But you know the age old adage in wrestling, the wrestling rule of thumb is if he doesn't get pinned, he didn't technically lose.
But he's getting pinned.
No, but you know what I mean. But you know, it's like
Kofi pinned him like 20,000 times.
Kofi's in his bag right now. No, everyone has their moment, man. DB had his moment. We're talking about 11 years for Kofi Kingston. Can he pin a few people, Jim?
No, Kenny
pinned a couple people.
He's only been grinding since I was 23 years old.
There's other guys that have been grinding. He's not the only one.
No, not like that. The hell they have. Who?
And then everybody's so behind him, though.
Oh, I ain't going to let you get away with that. Who been grinding like Kobe? I'll be damned if I let you get away with that.
That hasn't gotten over?
Tell me.
I'll wait.
Because there ain't no one on WWE.
I'll tell you a guy that has left recently. Goldust. There's one example.
Goldust is attitude era guy. I don't count.
But look at all those years that he put in. Why is Kofi the one that's supposed to? Oh, Kofi deserves it.
Goldust's legacy cemented.
No, actually, no. Here's the difference. Because Goldust as a character. What
about
Big E?
What about his guy in his stable?
They ruined that.
Oh, is he what I mean? But he put in a lot of years too already.
I don't agree with that, man. Not at all. I don't agree with that whatsoever.
Kofi Kingston put in 11 years of before the New Day, before they got there. That's how people forget because you see the New Day so much. He was there way before them.
Yeah.
Way before them. Had a feud with Orton, like, what?
I'm not giving him a pass.
You think about the guy from Ghana pretending to be Jamaican with a song by a guy from Bermuda coming out. You know what I'm saying?
He had to weather that.
That was his ringmaster gimmick. That was, you want to be on the show? Here's your tools. He was rocking
that accent for all it was worth. Rode it to the wheels for him. Came out one day like, you know, I got no accent anymore.
Kofi should have technically gotten the title when he was going with Orton that feud. Just because they missed a bow doesn't mean now it's like rewarding time and making up for the mistakes.
We were all here when it happened. It's not rewarding. It was one of those things where there was an opportunity and it made sense. It was the perfect
storm. After Mustafa got hurt.
But that's what I mean. It's like, they still didn't think Kofi was the guy because of Mustafa getting hurt.
If they didn't think he was the guy, he wouldn't have won a WrestleMania. They still would have pulled the rug.
They literally gave Mustafa's run to him. That was reported.
I didn't think Mustafa
would have. Kofi extended the stay with like getting over. I don't know if Mustafa would have gotten over the crowd.
Mustafa
would have gotten the belt.
No, that would have, because they would have gauged it and they'd be like, okay, no one's on board with this. The steam with Kofi was so, it was the Daniel Bryan thing all over again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was so over by WrestleMania weekend. They were like, oh my god. When I seen that, the Kofi Mania shirt, I was like, oh, he's winning this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, he's winning Kofi Mania shirt?
Yeah. Well, yeah, we knew he was going to go over after the whole lead-up. I mean, the whole lead-up to it, he won so many matches. He was going over everyone on SmackDown. So we knew that was going to happen. I just think it's time for it. It's time. And it's like, time. I know Joe.
It just happened.
April, May, June?
Yeah, it's time to drop that title.
He's
gotten way too many clean pins and gone over big time. Not like that. He's booked like Thanos. Brock Lesnar.
Weren't you cheering when Kofi came out last week when we were in
Ontario? Because he gave me opportunity to do my dance to his music. So, as everyone saw the clips on NXT, if you haven't watched it,
speaking of
Kofi
dancing,
photobombed it. You know,
speaking of dancing, DJ, can you cue the boudoir for me, please?
Baron Corbin music, please.
What?
You said Baron Corbin music to my boudoir?
hey! Good God Almighty. The heel of heels.
Are you bending down your show? Yeah.
Is he disrobing?
This is why the girls don't go to the bar, man.
Y'all ladies ain't ready for that, man.
This is where I get a Kofi's thing.
Please, thank you. Sandra presents
TK Ludo.
Got hot in here, man. I had to unbutton a few things, you know.
This is brought to you by Center In Company. If you want some cocoa butter, body scrubs, candles, you can go to centerincompany.com. After buzzers, if you're watching this, you can get discounts. Just put Center In the code and you are good to go. So in the boudoir is not Renee.
Ooh.
Oh.
Definitely Uncle Murph slid into the DMs. He said, putting Naomi in the boudoir. So I'm always about putting Naomi in the boudoir. So shout out to Uncle Murph and Naomi. Ricochet, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the Usos.
Okay.
So they're all in the boudoir. So just...
And then, of course, Alexa Bliss looking. I mean, every week just keeps on getting better with Alexa Bliss.
I watched her 24/7. It was fire.
I would watch her 24/7 if there was a whole marathon of it.
You know, I mean, it was the documentary was really good.
She's so Sarah Shriver's making a boudoir again.
I just said her, not Renee. Did?
Not Renee. Yeah,
okay, good.
Sarah Shriver, that's your girl, right?
Yeah,
there.
It's starting to work on me. And then
it's starting to work.
Peyton
on
Royce,
you?
And of course my girl Mandy Rose, as always.
Oh, shout out to Billy Kay. It was her birthday 2 days ago.
Oh yeah.
So we got Alexa Bliss defeating Naomi. Alexa Bliss.
Oh, and Drew McIntyre.
Shout out to Flamito on his birthday.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Shout out to Mighty Mac. Shout out to Barry Mac. Shout out to Uncle Mark.
Yeah.
One day a year, dude.
Listen, I'm trying to get the women's action. Alexa Bliss, Nikki Cross defeat Naomi and Natalya. Of course they did. It's kind of weird, a little bit of drama in between. You can see what they're setting up. It should be a great match. Mm-hmm. I like what they're coming to. Good old fashioned old school wrestling, building up to that friends become enemies thing.
Right.
TK Trinidad, what say you? Seeing four women out there getting their swerve.
I mean, I love the fact that they. We're seeing the women from the locker room, because sometimes we don't see them at all on the show. But it just feels like Naomi and Natalya's run, as far as even possibly even getting a champion or a belt, is like not going to happen.
Right. Oh.
And then what about the tag team championship? Like, that was just... I don't know what's happening with that. So it just feels like Naomi's trying different things, and WWE's probably pushing back.
Mm-hmm.
And you could just see with their outfits or their hair, all that other stuff. And I think this is the first time we've seen Natalya in a little bit, too.
It's been a minute.
She was there
a couple
weeks ago on a backstage site. I think last week.
Oh, backstage.
Not in a ring. Yeah.
Square. Last time we really seen it was when Lacey Evans went over on her that I remember.
Yeah.
And a competitive affair.
So, and we have way more than those four ladies.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Becky Lynch and Lacey Evans, those are the ladies that we saw, but we have way more in the locker room.
I like that they're, just bring out some people, have these ladies wrestle, see what you have.
What would you do, let me be honest with you, if you want to build that Raw women's division?
That's a good question.
So you will push Naomi, I assume.
Well, yes and no. I think what the women need to do is what... The mic skills, I don't know. Their mic skills might be better.
Okay.
Never know.
But when they brought them out maybe like 2 years ago when they were pushing the women more, some of their mic skills just wasn't there.
It's true.
So their mic skills might be better. We don't know. Maybe they're working on their mic skills. So I would love to see where their mic skills are at, because if, the majority of the women, especially the ones that have been there for a minute, have improved their mic skills, then that will give more to a storyline.
Sure.
So then they can have storylines where it's just like, I'm a better wrestler than... it's just like, I deserve more time, which is true.
Yeah.
It's, the women are great wrestlers. It's just now about adding all the other components.
It's true.
I think that division needs help. We were talking about that yesterday. The Raw division.
The Raw.
SmackDown straight. They got Oscar.
Besides the champion. I mean, I think they have a completely boring champion going right now. But
You talking about your boy girl right here. Careful, man. Talking about Bayley right now.
I like Becky Lynch.
Bailey.
No, you see,
you're
right. You're going to trash SmackDown?
I mean, you saw Alexa just completely take over in that feud and
just
destroy her on the mic.
Like zone right there, because you'd be on that mic.
Alexa destroyed her on the mic. She couldn't handle
it. I don't know, man. I think Bailey put the work in as far as her training has put the work in. Her character
she
evolved.
Saw it in ring. She saw it in ring, but
But of the
boring.
Two, I believe Becky better as a champion. I totally believe her as a champion, as someone as the champion of that brand, than Becky is on top of her brand. Because Bailey's come out and says she's a man, while Bailey actually puts on matches every week.
Ooh. No. Week. I mean, she's a fighting champion.
Very
I'll
well
give that.
Said.
But I just think she can't hold a feud unless she has someone with Alexa, because she can't talk on a mic. Her gimmick is just...
She needs to change
worn
that.
Down.
See, but Ricochet can't talk on the mic.
She can work. Like
at
I said,
all.
She can work, but she can't hold it on the mic.
Well, we can see that they're extending Becky's run with the belt because of Seth.
Oh, yeah, like I said.
100%.
That's the reason they went with that.
Robot. That's a perfect story for her. Like, good for her. Like, listen, Bear Smith or Richards,
I mean, that's what they've been setting up, too. But it's like, I'm asking one thing. Pick a lane with Seth. Unless they're slowly building this, pick a lane.
That's your boy, though.
I want PDA or nothing, okay? Like, that's what I want. Yeah. Like, they need to act like
off the rails this week.
No, they need to be a real couple. They're gonna
they
be
are
so,
a real couple.
But why aren't they kissing? Like, oh, hi. Like,
maybe they're not that type of couple.
Why do you gotta do that? Not everybody do that. But it's like, they're a legitimate couple in real life. No, they are doing that. They're going to the MTV Movie Awards. They're kissing. They're
yeah,
both affectionate.
Because they're on a red carpet dressed nicely.
You
like,
gotta
it's totally, it's totally
it's
different.
Sell it. Sell it to me in this ring, okay?
I don't know what you want in that ring, man, but they're at work.
They're
you're
at work.
With your girlfriend. You're not going to be like,
Edge and Lita sold it, okay?
That was based on sex, though. That whole relationship was based on sex.
And you miss it. There was a moment when they were both talking to Mike, and he gave her a look like this is not fake. This is real. Like, he gave her
like
an apple.
Well, they like it. Because I felt like
they
were just holding back.
Not
stop holding back.
Bring 6 or 7 girls in during the week and have them leave scratches on their body. That's
what happened?
Who did that?
That's all I need, Jim.
I did
not go to In-N-Out
yet
this week, okay? Oh, man. Jim, you know, everybody's all passionate. So you watch too much Bachelor. That's just that Bachelor stuff, man.
What's Hannah be up to tonight, by the way?
Some couples, they know they're together, therefore, they I see you later, baby.
If it was me and Seth, I would be selling all the time. I mean,
that's right. You would sell Mandy Rose too if you had the chance.
That would be a great pair.
The Viking Raiders defeat Gallows and Carl Anderson.
Yeah, on paper, I was totally a throwaway match, but I love the fact that AJ's getting them. Because to your point, you were saying you wanted more factions, right? Mm-hmm. So this could be the club reforming.
Why not?
Or it could be just AJ showing more of his edge/heel or whatever.
Why not?
But more tag team wrestling's great.
Yeah,
well,
more tag
team
wrestling.
They talk about it. Like, I hope it is a faction. Like, it eventually turns a faction. Because
he's
going to
get
on anyway.
Yeah, he's going to get on him.
It's just it's one of those things. Plus, you know, the Viking Raiders are finally facing more, like, legit tag teams and stop doing these squash matches. Put them against legitimate competition. Mm-hmm.
And then add No Way Jose to that faction, too, because he needs something.
Yeah, Lord have mercy.
I don't know who that is, but
he is permanently
I mean,
we're not talking about like jobbers. Come on. Evan is more over last week doing a PA work than him.
Real talk.
Wow.
Real talk.
Would you take his check though?
Oh yeah. Yes. I would too.
I like Jose. In fact, in 2K18, that was one of my guys because his baseball punch was hard.
He's a character in a video game?
Yeah, the 2K.
He's on the roster. They got to render him. They got to render him.
He moved over to NXT, but you're right. He's totally forgettable and throw it away.
Oh, my goodness, man.
How the hell you thought that was going
to
get over?
I just want to
give a disclaimer out there to Mr. Noe Jose. That was like a thing they used to say to Hispanic people back in the day to say they weren't able to progress. Mm-hmm. I have never gotten that name for the life of me. Maybe you can explain it to me one day, but that was a thing to hold them back. Mm-hmm. That's why when you say that, you don't know what you're saying. Like, no way, Jose. That's like no to the Hispanic male or female.
And he's not in the ring.
I would love to drop a little bit of knowledge on people thinking that thing is like a term of endearment. That is the worst name in wrestling history.
The worst?
Oh, are you kidding me? That thing sets people, Hispanic people, back hundreds of years.
But like, he's not getting over.
You can't just turn the frown upside down like that. No way, Jose. That's not that. No.
What is this?
Are we
going to
get a picture of him up there?
No.
Come on.
He's not very bright, though. Yeah. I tell you that right
that
now.
That dude looks like a bad version of Xavier Woods, I guess.
Well, he has the Naomi braids now.
You
the green,
that picture at least.
Bad version of Xavier.
Hey, Xavier Woods is over with me, man. I don't know about it.
You know what
I'm saying.
That man.
R-Truth, Heath Slater, Cedric Alexander, EC3, they all won the 24/7 title. R-Truth leads with the title. He's like this eight-time champion right now.
Yeah.
I love that he has the eight-time champion already because it's going to be hard to beat
He's officially out of the BMP.
He's out of the BMP. Remember how he used to be in the BMP? Mm-hmm. And we talked about it. He is no longer in the BMP. He is eight-time 24/7 champion.
Yeah.
A feat that might not be duplicated for a long time.
Until next week.
I don't know. Eight-time champion? I think he's going to be the nine-time champion, ten-time champion. Yeah.
They got to stop at like 12 or 13.
No, it'd be funny if they did a gimmick if he talks about like he's 16 times like Ric Flair. I think that'd be funny.
That would be pretty funny.
And how he goes, like when he said crib and he's like, that means my house. Like,
I love R-Truth. He's put like this. He's having fun, man. R-Truth, you can tell he's having fun with this.
Did you see him backstage?
I did. He swole too, man.
R-Truth
is swole. Oh, yeah. I said that when we went to Raw. I was like, damn, like R-Truth's been R-Truth is in the boudoir.
He's always in shape, man. I have such a high respect for him.
Yeah, but recently he's got like lean.
Yeah.
And the guy's in his 40s, too. I mean, he's an amazing shape. He hasn't changed his look for years. I mean, he's been consistently in
shape.
He's
the guy that's happy with the position he is in the company.
Yeah.
He knows they're going to tap him on the shoulder one day and be like, Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
He knows that he's a comedy guy. He's getting a check. He's always shows that he's a family man. It's like, yeah. He's,
that's a good worker. You know what I mean?
So, like, truly, truly good. Like, it's like a good wrestling worker.
So, two questions. So, let's say R-Truth retires today. One, Hall of Fame.
100%.
And two, which version of R-Truth goes in, or which version of Ron Killings goes into the Hall of Fame?
Well, that's a good question. That's a great question.
Remember his. He had a run in TNA too. That was legitimate. Okay,
yeah, you know? It's gonna be that. You know the what's up? You know the rapping version of WWE. Mm-hmm. But he's getting the Hall. Y'all can book that. Some of the people they have in that Hall.
Yeah.
He needs to win three more.
I don't know that.
Nah,
means
he's already
three
right
more,
now.
24.
No.
A ten.
Y'all know the WWE Hall of Fame. R-Truth isn't the WWE Hall of Fame.
Well, that's my question with the 24/7. It is entertaining, but how long are like? Do they plan on this is just like a permanent thing? Because eventually it's not going to be, it's going to lose its.
Well, here's the thing. At this point, we were talking initially about how good it was to see some of you guys on screen getting your screen time. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
you saw Titus in wrestling gear.
That's right.
Why not?
For a hot second.
But now it's a detriment. I feel like some of these guys are now being clowned and they're too good to be clowned.
Of course they are, bro.
But it's not like Titus isn't a joke.
EC3?
You know, EC3. EC3, I think it's almost going to work for him because he's.
The hell
it's
it
so
is.
Real. It's so real. And even Renee commented something today like, oh, poor EC3. I think that whole thing, he's actually, you know, like,
it's
people are feeling bad for him all around, even now, probably in a locker room and backstage,
he might get
over because of that.
Well, I hope you're right, bro.
Because they're making notion of it, and they're kind of mentioning it now. So I think there's something to it. So this might be a push now, actually, for him.
Well, I think he pissed somebody off in the back, right?
I'm telling you.
He has enough of a career that if he didn't piss him off too much, he might come back. And like be where he was supposed to be.
I hope so.
Like a year or two
in the beginning. Oh, yeah, exactly.
With Titus now, he knows how to play. Like when he did the slide under the thing, he reposted that. Like he knows he could play both roles.
Yeah, he could.
And he's in the back end of his career. I definitely don't see him winning a championship anytime soon.
Never.
But he's also a company man 100%. Where he's doing all the speeches and
absolutely. He's behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy is like really good.
Yeah, so it's just kind of like those are two different tracks. Like, you know, we all saw, remember the moment Titus pissed off Vince McMahon and that was a whole issue.
60-day suspension?
Right. So, you know, he's recovered from that and now he's on the back end of his career. Yeah. EC3, whoever he pissed off, just hope that they will eventually forgive him he'll be good to go.
So, I mean, he's paid his dues. I think after all these
he's paid his team,
especially after last week. No, we're talking about like on screen.
Yeah, but it depends on who the person is.
Yo, Braun Strowman defeated Bobby Lashley in tug of war. Moving on.
Yeah.
Hey, who's the strong man? I need to know this. What's the measurables on that?
Disgraceful.
What's the measurables on it?
Wait, I'm tired of them wasting Braun Strowman.
But he's so strong.
And
though.
Bobby Lashley. What?
Do you not see how strong that
is? I do have a question though. I know it's a real quick question.
Go.
And I know the IWC is all changing with indie wrestling fans have their own appetite.
They do.
In 2019, can a Hoss match get over? Can a big dude versus big dude match be entertaining or will be instantly written off?
Not if they can't talk or get themselves
enough.
Over.
That's all I'm saying. If they
question.
Could talk.
That's a good question.
Like, do we still want to buy into that anymore?
No, not me.
Okay,
I'm over it.
Yes, you could if you build them right and actually give them a legitimate run. These guys, it's a shame because they should be chasing titles.
I don't know about that. Bobby Lashley is just doo-doo, man.
He doesn't get over.
He's a baked potato, man. He's a baked potato.
But you know what? But one that's ripe. You know, a potato that's like it's a good baked potato.
Potatoes listen, cannot.
There's
be
baked bad. Potatoes you don't want to touch. Okay,
He's got sour cream on it.
It's got chives on it. It's all of that. It's got the appearance.
Now I see it.
It's like a Wendy's commercial baked potato.
It
looks good. It looks good. It looks good enough. It looks good enough to make you invest in it.
Sure.
Whether you like it in the end or not, you at least give it a shot.
Who, Bobby Lashley?
Yeah.
Potato.
We have given...
You see my analogy to squirrel? Man, I'm getting good at this.
Listen, man.
Bobby Lashley has gotten a lot of chances. The problem is he can't talk in the mic. That's it.
Like, but he's like Paul really
Heyman.
Bad. He's
that's
like really
the
bad.
Paul Heyman. Yeah. Paul Heyman can get this guy over to
I'm not kidding.
You can't a guy who tug a war with a telephone pole.
No,
that makes no sense.
It could be all forgotten.
No, but you're right, though. See, the thing about it,
needs Paul Heyman. We're talking about who needs Paul Heyman.
Paul can't save everybody, though, man.
He can't save everybody. And I don't think he can save. I don't think he can save that big potato, man. Listen, WWE champion Kofi Kingston, WWE Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, Samoa Joe attack Kofi Kingston. I don't know what that means. I'm gonna keep my mouth shut. We talked about it earlier.
Yeah,
hopefully
brutal.
Samoa Joe. I ain't gonna jinx it. I'm gonna leave it out. We're gonna move on. AJ Styles defeats the United States champion Rick Ricochet in a classic, instant classic. Really, we got two of the best wrestlers on the planet Earth, on the globe that rotates, on the blue marble. Flat Earthers out there, I hate to bring it to you, the Earth is round on Earth.
You know, there's some indie guys somewhere in the bar.
Sorry, flat Earth, ain't flat.
It was a classic. AJ Styles had to go over. Ricochet is going. He is doing big things. Hopefully, they had him hold the United States title for a while.
But then you lose clean.
Oh, to AJ, he has to lose.
He has to lose clean because AJ came back. Because AJ came back. AJ has came back from a point. Ricochet is not a United States champion. Yeah. You have the division with him, Cesaro, and all those guys. AJ is telling the club they're not winning. I'm going to show you how to win.
He has to win.
He has to go over. If AJ got rolled up, it would have been like,
you going to tell us we suck? You suck.
Yeah, you can't.
Just based on storyline.
Interference. You have a decision.
You can't always do that.
No decision. You can't. The guy that just took it. This is a bad matchup for tonight. That's why I didn't like that.
You are the only person in America that will say what you just said.
This is a bad
congratulations.
Booking for tonight.
Are you crazy?
Yes. You know why? Whatever. Here's why.
Are you serious?
Here's why. It's bad booking because one guy needs to prove, and he's been out of action, like you just said, Flobo, and needs to go over, and another guy just took the title for Samoa Joe, and he's been searching for something, right? To get him. So he finally wins the title. And the first night, as his defense, he loses clean. He needs to go over. You want to save this. You can save it for another time. Not tonight. These were two guys that shouldn't have gone against each other.
No, absolutely not. So he has the United States Championship, but he has no opponent because Samoa Joe moved up the card.
There you go.
So he gets
find him a new one. There's so many guys we're talking about. You're not getting
so
over.
It was a main event.
It's a main event, and we saw Ricochet's ring because he actually had a technical match on WWE TV in that style against AJ Styles.
Save it for a pay-per-view.
No.
Save it for WWE. He's not doing it.
Save it for a battle.
I understand what Jim was trying to say. It makes sense. Like it was a great match,
sure.
But the
save
timing
it.
Of it was a little off because he did win,
guys.
Like please. Last night,
it's just great wrestling.
It is.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
It was great wrestling.
What is this? 89? Great wrestling.
You can't have it both ways.
Wrestling.
The fans have sat and said, "Hey, look, this brand is treading water, not doing big things.
Yes.
We give you a pay per view quality match after a pay per view that really had no purpose being on the calendar, and it's oh no, it's clear.
Yes, thank you. That's what I'm trying to say. Come on,
what do you guys want?
Zeno Hour agrees with Jim.
Of course he does.
What the hell do you mean? It's a bad no.
Everyone agrees with me around the world, from Australia to China. They all agree with me because this makes no sense to book two guys against each other.
Talese, I think Ricochet should have picked a battle with Aleister Black. What is Aleister Black doing?
He's doing the thing he's doing the promos, being like, I need someone to face me.
Should be no KO.
I haven't watched SmackDown in a minute.
You have guys that are not getting featured that should be in this spot.
The phenomenal AJ Styles cannot ever be a bad booking. Ever.
It is tonight. When two guys need to get over, you don't do that.
Wow.
Oh, God. Anyway.
You guys are killing me.
Killing me softly, bro.
I don't get it, man.
Shout out to the Fugees.
Yeah.
Undertaker attacked Drew McIntyre. Man, I don't know why the hell he did it.
Yeah.
I need one of my favorites, my top 10. I call him top 10 because he's one of the top 10. Fair. I need him to hang it up, though. I do need him to hang it up. There's no point to this. It's another reason, another misdirection to waste Drew McIntyre and waste him away. Mm-hmm. And Shane McMahon needs to be out of the picture forever. He needs to be back behind the scenes with his daddy where it belongs. You spent your whole entire life in the wrestling business and did not develop wrestling skills. Mm. I can't F with you.
Mm.
And that's why I don't F with Shane McMahon, because he had every single ring, every single wrestler since birth, and he's never got good. He does a coast-to-coast thing. He's not over, bro. He's over
with me. I mean, he's putting in the work and taking big
step
spots.
Step aside, let the grown man handle business, man. Ooh. Be a rich kid. It's not my fault you're rich. Be rich and be behind the scenes.
Oh,
he'll
Undertaker's
take
back. He's out. He's out. I love when I see him. I get the same goosebumps. I get the same chills. Like I was 4 years old.
Sure.
I still get it. Still get it. But why?
But to be fair, I mean, his last match was so bad. I will come back as a performer and say, let me get a chance to do it right. Because that was a really bad, that was a terrible match he had with Goldberg.
Yeah. That's mostly Goldberg.
Undertaker needs to do it with Baron Corbin.
It's hard to get a good match out of Goldberg.
All true, but if I'm a performer and that would be my last match, I wouldn't want
to
hang it up.
Listen, he needs to come home like Baron Corbin did, shave the head, because he's too bald. That's the first thing I noticed of Undertaker.
Oh, see, I had to go that far. You see how he goes way further?
Losing hair more and more makes him look even older every time I see him.
You see what I'm saying? He goes a little too far. I mean hang it up. because I don't want the memory destroyed.
I don't want the younger generation to
understand how great he was.
Yeah, he was.
This has nothing to do with, see, that going too far. See, that goes too far. They're talking about his hair. Like, going too
far. But it's true. It's true. What am I wrong?
Maybe he likes his hair. Sammy's, he wants to keep it that way.
Come home. Baron Corbin did it, and it worked out.
No, I ain't coming home forever. I'm going to be receding hairline. My hairline going to be back in the middle of my head. I'm like, I ain't coming home. Yo, we wrapping this thing up, man. I'm tired of Jim Alexander, man.
More PDA.
Jim, man, put yourself over, man.
More PDA. Bad for WWE. For Real Couples, I'm the Jim Alexander on all social media. Real Talker, that's R-E-L.
Pain in the ass, man.
I'm bruised and I'm not confused because I'm telling the truth. What's up?
You rhyming now too, player?
Yo, Flobito, man. What's good, bro?
At Flobo Voice on Twitter, at Flobito and Instagram, and Flobito.com. It's my birthday on Tuesday. Okay. Woo! Okay.
Oh, you put this on Tuesday?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it passed. On my bad.
Yeah, okay.
So, not everyone has a birthday month.
You see the cool party? Okay, go ahead.
TK Trinity.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday tomorrow. Right, so you're in Vegas. Okay, you can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. You can also catch some snippets from the Steve Harvey Show. That's up there as well.
Hey,
you can go to tktrinidad.com. And if you want cocoa butter, all that good stuff from my AfterBuzz, there's a discount. Just put AfterBuzz TV and you get that. You can go to centerincompany.com.
I don't got anything that fancy. Every team back. Instagram and Twitter. I holla at y'all. Y'all know I talk to y'all.
You do. The BMP shirts.
Yo, BMP. ProWrestlingTees.com. Anybody out there struggling that want to get like in the recognition, ain't getting recognition, BMP's for you. It's not just reserved for black people. That was just a clever day.
I will never be in a BMP. More PDA.
I cannot stand you. I'll see y'all next week.
Baron Corbin.
Buzz you later.
And me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.